Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Little Texas Blues there bringing this back. Billy, Dusty, and Frank. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, author of Spiritual Investments, Faithful Finances 101, and others. And he's a financial expert. He has been now for a long time. But now more emeritus, I think, now than anything. But we still have his brain and his wisdom and his energy and his historic perspective. Gary, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the connection between Christianity and capitalism, and how when Christianity allowed for, as it sort of liberalized earnings on investment and money, they created the basis for capitalism. And that's sort of the history 500-600 years ago. As it moved along, you know, when America came along, America sort of democratized capitalism, didn't it, Gary? Because we're the headwater of entrepreneurship. What do you think?
Oh, no question. Yes, and that, by the way, is a second dimension. Think about this with me, Jim. It gets a little complicated, but if God is all powerful, does he control everything we do or not? That is something that theologians have debated.
Well, that is the base question among theologians, yes.
It is. And there was John Calvin.
And I think the point they make is, how do you define God's sovereignty? Is, you know, some people say God is sovereign. Okay, yes, but is he sovereign over whether you have bacon or sausage for breakfast, or is he just sovereign over your, you know, over the world in general, and you have free will? I'm more on the free will side.
Well, I am too, Jim, and I actually I'm somewhere in the middle. I compare it to the old Serenity Prayer. God, you know, give me the courage to change things I can't, and the ability to accept the things and to change things I can, and the ability to, you know, accept the things I can't, and the wisdom to know the difference. I think there's some things that God is deterministic on, which, such as, for example, I think God has determined that I have to have oxygen to breathe, and nothing I'm going to do is going to change that.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I don't think he cares if you have bacon or sausage in the morning, okay? And that's a terribly important thing. Think about it for a minute. The ancients, in essence, if they wanted prosperity, Jim, what'd they do? They prayed to the gods, or God in case of Judeo-Christianity.
Yeah.
But after this debate about free will took over, and that's, you find that is what's called free will Methodist and that branch of Christianity, they in essence began to say, no, we can determine all of this. And that was particularly attractive to the colonial America, where they were fighting for freedom and all things. And so that sort of took over in America. And then think about it. If you wanted prosperity, you didn't necessarily pray to God for it. You more worked for it. And
yeah,
that created.
Well, you worked for it, and you thank God. You thank God for the ability to do that. So, but here's my question: at what point, if it sounds like what you're saying is that we've gotten to a point where it's almost we felt like for the last 200 or 300 or 400 years, it was our duty to take these blessings from God and make something better. Make it. We've done that, haven't we? We've made things. We've made life better. We've created vaccines and medicine and all kinds of different advantages to make life better for humans. Nobody thinks, you know. Everybody realizes that's a good thing. But my question is, At what point in time do we get to the point where we say, okay, have we gotten a little bit too smart by half? At what point in time do we take this too far? And I got to be honest with you, Gary, I think we may be getting close to that. When you have a civilization that denies natural law, I think we're getting close to that. What do you think?
I think we're there. I spent the 80s on Wall Street and saw what went on there, and it almost sent me to seminary, Jim. I spent a year considering seminary formally.
Yeah.
And basically the church said, help us with money, and that's how I got into all this, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we threw most of the morality that the Protestant reformers and even the Bible had put out there about managing wealth, and we had forgotten about it.
Politics contributes to this, and of course, in these days, it's hard to separate politics from the corruption of capitalism. I'll call it that. And I also like to point out, Gary, and you and I have talked about this before. What happens on Main Street is true, original, real, transparent capitalism. We got no place to hide here.
Right.
What happens on Wall Street?
Exactly.
That is a corrupt version of capitalism, and the reformers need to understand that capitalism isn't the problem. It's how some people practice capitalism that's the problem. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true of everything, including politics, Jim.
Yeah.
I think it's possible that even socialism would work fairly well if all human hearts were as good as they could be and were to be. But it's
That's another debate.
That's
hey, hold on to that thought, Gary. I got to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Gary Moore. More to come after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.